What the hell is up? Jeez, it's been a while since I've put any of these out. Been in the process of moving and all of that stuff, and with that has just come me being a little bit maybe lazy, but maybe just a little bit kind of nervous to keep doing it. But jump back into it, and now starting to crank out some more. Finally got the whole studio finished at the house, an area to record and do video also. So hopefully that happens pretty soon. On this episode, I get to talk to my lovely girlfriend, Sammy Clark. And it's just a great time. We sat down. We were a little nervous going into it. We didn't know what we were going to talk about, but we had so much fun. We ended up talking about how we met and how we stayed together and stayed strong. Well, I was playing hockey in Europe for the 8 months that I was gone. We also talked about like what we look for in our relationship and like how we're careful about becoming codependent with each other, how like we remain individuals who are living together and are enjoying the process of living together, and just the adventure that we get, the experience that we get to have while we are living together and doing this whole thing together. And then we talk about like how we help each other out in times of need. And the big thing that we talk about is how our understanding of the mind has helped us through it all, of not letting the highs get too high or the lows get too low, and just being able to like come back to like that training that I was just saying of the mind, and just being in the moment and just enjoying everything for exactly what it is and loving it all. It was really fun talking with her, and I'm sure that we're going to talk a bunch more times because we're living together. She's going to hop in on a lot of the talks that I have with other people anytime that she's free, and it's great to talk with her, and I'm so happy that she did it. And if you guys have any questions for us, feel free to reach out to her or reach out to me. And next time we do one of these, maybe we can answer some more questions that you guys have. All right. I'm pumped to keep doing this, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Love y'all. Let's go.
Curious.
One time.
Are you pumped?
I am so pumped.
Really pumped.
I'm really pumped.
Welcome to the Curious Podcast. This is my podcast. I have my beautiful girlfriend in the building.
In the house.
In the house that we live in together. She's here with me.
Yeah.
And tonight we are actually just trying out this podcast room for the first time.
I'm auditioning.
She's auditioning to help out. We're going to see how this goes. This is a huge audition, and there's a lot of pressure. There's like a line out the door.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've also ever done video. And for the people that don't have video, they didn't just see that. We just did a little piece sign up. Okay. So for people that have never met you before or don't know who you are, which is probably not a lot of people, so just give me where you're from and what you do. And or would you like me to introduce you?
Because
I can absolutely do that.
I can totally do it.
Okay, go for it.
I was not prepared for this, but I'm so excited. So I am from Temecula, California, which is a very small town near San Diego. A lot of people know it because of its wine country. And I also lived in Arizona, which I didn't know you there, but I did live in Arizona.
In Ahwatukee,
which a lot of people probably don't know what that is either. Yeah.
Because it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, my dad likes that. Like, nowhere. That's where we are.
Arizona Kids is by Chandler.
Okay, yeah. And what I do, I grew up, or I moved to LA to get into modeling, which was awesome. Did that for a very long time. Still do that partially, but I then got into fitness, which it's kind of like fitness, health, and wellness. Always been a part of my life. So now I kind of have made it into a career.
Okay, so why don't you tell everybody like what you do on with fitness and what your plans are and what you're into right now?
Yeah, I can totally do that. So if you would go to my page, you would see that I pretty much post my fitness routines, my favorite recipes, my nutrition, what works for me and what I've seen work for other people. I since I was in modeling, I worked with a lot of models who wanted to know how to tone their bodies and really get it to not just be skinny, but also have a beautiful toned and booty and small waist, all that good stuff. So I feel like I kind of grew up doing it, and I decided to share it with everyone.
But you're also really into food. You're also really into dieting. You're also really into yoga.
Yeah, there's a lot a lot to me. I share my nutrition plans. I share what I eat because I'm super passionate about food being 75% of what your body looks like. So yeah, I'm definitely into that. And then you kind of introduced me to yoga. I was just super into fitness, like in the sense of weight training or cardio circuit, and you introduced me to yoga and it changed my life.
Yeah, I love yoga. But there, one thing that a lot of people don't know about you with your fitness stuff is that you actually trained like exos style training. Like you formally trained like an athlete would for about 6 months. How long? A while.
Oh, no. I grew up, my dad, he's super, super fit. So I grew up with a personal trainer since I was 13 and I was a dancer. So it was always in my blood. And then when I came out here to LA, I definitely trained for at least a couple years.
That was
super intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like the form and that kind of stuff, like totally. the stuff that you learned with probably most heavily with Nat is like,
yeah,
all of the, like everything that you do with all of your fitness videos and stuff like that. It's not just like some random girl doing stuff in their bedroom. It's like you're doing it with like proper form, like an athlete would. And you're not, you don't have like a formal athletic background doing something in like college or anything.
No. What's funny is I didn't play any sports. Like I said, I was a dancer. So, but I was always wanting to make sure, I guess I always was set up with people that knew what they were doing. And I really wanted that because I wanted to know what I was doing. I didn't want to hurt myself. And yeah, I think it's definitely helped me now because I can show people what I know, which is a lot of valid stuff.
Totally. Okay. So should we just talk about how we met and what we...
Wow. What a transition.
I feel like we should just give a little bit of background of how you went from Arizona to LA to us meeting.
I would let you take that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I don't even know where you're going to, I don't know if you're going to tell the truth.
Should I just lie?
Just lie.
Jeez, which way should we go with this?
What do you mean?
Should we just go into it?
Yeah. What is up?
I don't know. What should we go into? Like, what should we talk about? Like how we met and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, intro us in. We are a couple. You can say how we met and why we like each other. Oh. I'm just kidding. Say how we met. Yeah.
All right. So, me and Sam knew people that were like mutual friends, and I had been coming to Los Angeles for the summers to stay with my friend in Malibu named Chase. And eventually me and Sam decided to actually hang out one of the summers last, beginning of last summer. Actually, not even the summer, probably like spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I was over here and we decided to hang out and we went to Mama Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been talking for a while I was in Russia.
As friends.
We had been talking for a little while I was in Russia as friends. And then we decided to actually hang out when I was over here. And we went to Mama Shelter, like I said. And I think when we went to Mama Shelter that night, we just kind of knew, like, shit, we haven't met somebody that, like, we hit it off with that easily. we had never had somebody that we were like such close friends with, or like that we had such an easy friendship with, that like we could see develop into something more. And so from that point on, I think we met each other that night at Mama's Shelter, and then didn't see each other for maybe a day or two.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're with each other every day for 3 weeks until I moved back home.
Yeah.
Then I moved back to Arizona to keep training. I was in Arizona for probably 2 months, and then had to leave to go to Stockton. Went to Stockton. And then at that point, we were kind of like actually seeing each other. Like, you had come visit me.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot in between, but yeah.
Yeah, a lot happened. But eventually, I went to Stockton, Kansas City, Indiana. And then right after Indiana was when we were like, all right, should we actually make a decision to be?
I asked that question.
This is all Sam.
I definitely asked that question.
I was kind of like, we're seeing each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to ask.
But yeah. It was just commitment issues for me. It wasn't like that I wanted to see other people or like that I was like interested in anyone else. I was just like, yo, I'm married to the game right now.
He told me hockey was most important.
I literally think I actually wrote down in my journal, like, I want to be with Samantha, but I'm married to the game.
I didn't know that. That's unreal.
Something like that. Yeah, but it was just, eventually, like, when I started to, like, realize that hockey was not what I wanted to, like, it was what I wanted to do, but it wasn't, like, my everything anymore. It was kind of like I was letting it go a little bit. And when that started to happen, Samantha was, like, just kind of becoming more important to me at that time in my life. And then, yeah, she asked the question when I was done with Indiana, like, well, what are we? Like, what the fuck are we? Are we friends? Are we more? Are we together? And then I was just like, shit.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so then we were like, okay, let's do this legitimate. And pretty quick after that, I came home and moved to France.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've been... So, then I was in France. Sam came to visit me while I was in France. And then... I came back in April, so now and then been home since, and now it's been like a year and a little more than a year and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, we did long distance for about 4.5 months.
Well, we did long distance for 7 months, but we didn't see each other for...
Right, right.
We didn't see each other for 4.5.
That makes it sound like our whole relationship was long distance. We've been together for 1.5 years. I was gone for 7.
I was gone for 7. I was in Arizona for... We've been in the same place for probably like 65% of it.
Totally.
Maybe a little bit more. But every time that I was gone, though, you were coming visiting. Like, mm-hmm. It was just we weren't living in the same place, but you were coming and like staying with me, or like I was coming back to visit over here, stuff like that.
Totally.
So, yeah, and I think that some of these questions that I'm getting sent are about, like, long-distance stuff.
Unreal. I think we would know a lot about that.
Yeah, maybe we should just look at that right now.
Do it. Check it. See. Check it out.
Where'd it go? All right. Okay, they're not as... These ones aren't as much about long distance. What was it like knowing you were moving to a new city, knowing you were moving in with a girl for the first time? I'm guessing that is probably for you, since I've never lived with a girl aside from you.
Oh, that is for me, for that real?
Absolutely for you.
Oh, I thought it was like saying like you're moving with a girl like me.
Oh, maybe it could be that,
yeah,
too,
but I think it
maybe
ways.
I was thinking maybe it was like you moving to the city, to like Los Angeles.
Okay, me moving to Los Angeles and finding a roommate, is that what the question is?
What was it like knowing you were moving to a new city, knowing you were moving in with a girl for the first time?
It's totally for you. For me. It's 100 for you.
I would say everything, like, if it was different, I feel like for most of the shit that, like, I've gone through, if it was different, a different person, it would be a lot harder. But honestly, as cheesy as it sounds, everything has just seemed kind of easy with you. Like, just seemed kind of like seamless. Like, it seemed like that's probably why the long distance shit didn't, like, really bother us. It wasn't hard for us because, like, we don't have a lot of stress on our, on each other. We don't have that much of a demand for each other. We just are, like, we're happy with ourselves. And then, like, each other is just such a compliment. So it's, we're not, like, super dependent. And I also feel like, so I feel like that's why everything that has happened up until now has been just, like, go with the, like, just flowing, like, super easy. But moving in with a girl definitely is, like, a big step as a guy, just because guys are fucking trashy and, like, messy and stuff.
Trashy.
I guess girls, not trashy, but, like, messy. like slobby or, like, you know.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm super OCD and not. But, I mean, like, most of the time living in a guy's place, you think of, like, a fraternity or you think of, like, just clothes everywhere and stuff. But honestly, girls, some girls are, like, that way, too.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're a little fucking messy sometimes.
I am messy but not dirty. And I will stand behind that. There is a huge difference.
There's definitely a difference. I will definitely say you're messy though.
For sure, I am.
But I think I would say guys may be more dirty. Like, guys aren't going to take the time to clean, but maybe some of them are like...
You don't take the time to clean.
What?
That is... We don't need to go there, but 100.
All clean stuff. You do, like, the kitchen area. I do, like, the garage and, like, my room. Yard.
Yeah, your bathroom.
Yard.
How's your bathroom?
Unreal.
Unreal. Yeah.
All right. Moving in, I think, like, moving with a girl can definitely be tough, especially if you're somebody that's, like, that doesn't have, like, a huge... open communication line with the girl that you're with, because, like, you're gonna get to a point where, like, you have to have discussions about, like, what goes where in space and, like, what we're gonna get here and, like, that kind of stuff. And if you don't have that, like, communication, or you don't feel comfortable having those conversations with the person that you're moving in with, it's not easy.
It's a big investment.
Yeah, it can be, like, really, it can be, like, I could see how it could be super stressful for people if they have a relationship without they jump into too quick and then, like, started, like, a new home with the person that they're moving in with, and then, like, all of a sudden they realize that the person wants things in a certain order or is, like, messy.
That's not me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even think my phone vibrates. But I think like I said, with us, it's been easy.
Yeah.
And it's, like, weirdly easy to where I don't, like, worry about it a lot.
Yeah, I feel like I get asked this question a lot, actually, from girls, like, how do you know you're ready? And I feel like you would not have to ask the question. It's almost like for us, you wouldn't think we're ready because we haven't been together that long, but it kind of just easily, like, was a choice. Like, it wasn't a, like, what? No, I don't know if we should do this. So I would say, like, you know, you'll know.
This is the second part of it. Starting a new chapter you've never seen before with blank canvas, knowing what a couple sketches on a page or two, what's the thought process there? Or maybe that was all started. It was still part of the first question. Did keeping relationships while you were on the road traveling help in making your new chapter more of a life transitional? That's probably the same for me.
Yeah.
Probably, like, talking to people while I'm gone, stuff like that. Definitely. Like, if anybody listens that is, like, playing... and is gone and is, like, living, I mean, I guess not just playing, but, like, on the road traveling with work or living abroad or studying abroad or anything like that, I think definitely, like, talking to the people back home is not just important to, like, keep your friendships, but is also, like, important for sanity reasons, like, to still keep part of your spirit at home and keep, like, in touch with what's going on back there, just because eventually whatever you are doing, especially if it's hockey, whatever you're doing with hockey, wherever you are, one day it's going to end and you are going to go back somewhere where it's going to be something like a home, where it's either your home city or it's a city that your girlfriend lives in, or that a city that your new work is in, or something like that. But you're going to go somewhere, and that's going to be your new home and the place that you're playing right now. If maybe you're lucky enough to live there eventually forever, but most people don't, and they end up going back to their home. So keeping in contact with the people that you kind of grew up with and like matured with and that kind of stuff. I know for me, like all of those guys are still all of my closest friends. Like a lot of the guys that I hang out with don't even play hockey, and most of them, I'd say 80%, 90% of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of your kind of like career, everybody kind of scatters and goes back to their homes, and they have families and stuff like that. And once you start getting like 25, 26, everybody that's like your age is starting to get married and have kids and stuff. Not 26, but like 30 for sure.
Yeah.
30, it's like family. It's like, you know, you're not going to be moving in with as many of your like close friends and stuff like that as you would before. So, what was the, you want to go with some of the questions that you got over there?
Mine's a lot of health ones, just because I guess that's kind of what my shit is about.
What are some of the other questions that we get like from people about like relationships and stuff?
Oh.
I feel like you probably get a lot more because guys don't really ask that stuff. Like guys ask more like super surface questions. Like,
yeah, I feel like the biggest question I would get is like, I don't know how the question is yet, but kind of like how you be your own person and don't like still be an individual, which I think you can.
Like while you're living together?
Being together. I think in a relationship, like how do you, you know, stay, you don't like merge into one, you know? And I think we had to learn that really fast and head on, that we needed to like grow into our own people and make sure that we were in this relationship to better each other, not to, you know, stand each other way or come into merging into one, if that makes sense.
It's like the whole codependency thing.
Totally.
Yeah. And I like to just touch on that. I think what you're saying is like, when you start getting into a relationship and you fall like in love with someone, you can fall like super, super deep into where they become like the one thing that you are living for.
Mm-hmm.
And like when that happens, like you can become what most people would refer to as codependent, where like you are almost like doing what they want and like doing everything for them and doing everything to please the other person and doing everything. Whereas to like, just put all of your weight on like each other's shoulders, and then it's like you are growing up the same tree. Mm-hmm. Rather than like two trees that are growing strong next to each other,
mm-hmm.
you become like one tree that is kind of like intertwined, and then eventually it starts leaning and tipping, and then that's when, I mean, the legend says like it can't grow like that because eventually it just grows irregular and breaks. But I think like for us, like definitely knowing like what we want out of life, mm-hmm. and having it be on the same kind of path as each other, but also like knowing that we are like our own person and not being too like dependent on each other, and not like not letting each other like stop striving for like our goals or stop mm-hmm. like pursuing something, even if it's like something small. Just like not letting each other just be stagnant. But on the other end of that spectrum, I think like we also have that communication that's super open, to where like if one person is like really struggling and needs the other person.
Yeah.
And that's different than codependency. I think like if you are in a relationship that is a serious relationship, like that person that is across from you is going to be the person that you go to for everything that is serious, really serious.
With no judgment.
And it needs to be with no judgment.
Yeah.
So it needs to be like somebody that is like a confidant, that is mm-hmm. like someone that you can talk to and just be super, super vulnerable to,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't hold you accountable with what you're saying. Like mm-hmm. doesn't hold it against you.
Yeah.
So like, I think it's almost like a yin and yang thing, like almost like a contrasting thing, where it's like, yeah, you need to be independent in the sense of not only living for each other,
mm-hmm.
but on the other end of the spectrum, I think you need to be like completely and entirely ready to drop your stuff for your partner, like in a moment that they need you.
Yeah.
But I think that also just like touching on it, I think that if that ends up happening too much, like if there's one person that is like dragging the other person down all the time, then I think that is where you have a conversation about that. And it's like, I want to be there for you and I am being there for you, but there has to be kind of like a tipping point where it's like, okay, this is becoming more than just like me helping you and like being your partner in this. This is like something where it's becoming hard for me,
right?
Something like that,
right? I think that's where like tough love can come in.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And challenging the person.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think the other thing that you touched on as well, which we could touch on a lot of things, but is communication. And there's so many ways to, you know, talk about communication, but I think we have, I could go on about thoughts, but thoughts that go through our head. And I think the thing that has been so valuable that I realize other relationships, they can't be open about what's going on in their heart or their mind. And for us being able to be like, hey, I had this thought today, or and it's so crazy and I'm not believing it, but I need to tell you about it. I think the transparency that you've shown me, that is like, I've, you know, tried to develop, is a game changer for a relationship, because we are human. And when we act like we try to act perfect or not, like we have these crazy thoughts or whatever's going on, I think it's a really, really like developer for the relationship.
I think that's I didn't even bring that up yet, but I think that's number one.
Yeah.
I think that like the practice of us knowing that we are not our thoughts, and knowing and like having that, the practice of spirituality in that sense of like, or mindfulness or yoga or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Like that is the individuality that we both developed before or separate than each other. Like that we both had that understanding on our own before, or not like going through it, not like growing up the other person's tree. Like we both came to that kind of in our own way, to where like we both realized like, okay, wait, we're having this experience of like understanding that we're not our thoughts. And now that we both like understand that to like the depth that we do, which is a lot of that book, that Untethered Soul, that we both read, that was just like, shit, like this really, really changes everything. Because like, no matter how awesome a relationship is, like no matter how amazing it is, like you're going to go through a time where the other person is going to say something, or the other person is going to do something, and you're going to have a thought come into your head that's going to be like, are you fucking kidding me? Mm-hmm. Or is like, oh my God, I need to escape. Or is like, oh my God, they're going to break up with me. You're going to have a thought like that no matter what. Every single relationship has it at some point. And if you don't understand like that you are not your thoughts, and that like thoughts just come and go, and you don't have to react to it, and you can just let it pass, and it's just something that's like happening for the moment, and it's not permanent. If you don't have that like understanding, like, and you react on it right away, like that is where people break up, or that is where people like run, or people like get in arguments, that kind of stuff. And so like we've had that practice and that like understanding of like, okay, we're not our thoughts. We're not like the emotions that come up. We're not like the negative feelings that we have. We're just going to let it pass. And like every single time that we let it pass, or that like one of us lets it pass, you come back to this place where you're just like looking at the other person, and you're just like, I fucking love this person, you know?
Totally. Totally.
And that's what was happening to me like all the time, because I have no problem admitting it. Like the first like couple months, exactly how we were just saying, like commitment issues, like I would have like super like dark thoughts of like, I need to be alone, or like I can't get into a relationship because I'm gonna lose hockey and all this stuff. And like I didn't know, like I didn't understand like that it was that they were just thoughts. And so like the first like 3 or 4 months while we were like kind of dating, and not like officially dating, but kind of, it was like I would have these thoughts and I would hate them, because I'd be like, dude, this girl's the nicest girl ever, and I love her so much, and it's like we're having so much fun, and it's everything seems like so easy and like such a good fit. But I would have this thought that would come in that would be like, you need to run, or like you need to be alone. And I would push it away. I would fucking hate it. So I would sit there and just be like, no, it's wrong. That's not right. And it would just like give it more energy and it would get bigger and bigger and bigger. And eventually I just like told Sam, it was just like, yo, this is, I'm having these thoughts and like da da da. And then I started to understand like that thoughts are just like something that comes and goes and it's not you. And so then I would like have those thoughts and I would kind of like laugh at it and be like, oh my gosh, like that, there it is again. Like, it's not a big deal. Just let it pass. And every single time that I would let it pass, it would be like this, like literally like a fucking wave of emotion would come over me that would just be like peace. It would be like bliss. Just like all of like the like love emotions would come over me and just be like, fuck yeah. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, I know for a fact that this is right and this is good and like this is okay. And it's not like, you know, I just need to stop diving into my mind when it acts up. And like every single time I come back to here. And
yeah. Yeah. I agree. I you made me think about like, I think that it's also to where our heart's at. And I think having an open heart and coming at it with love. And I think we heard the other day someone say, come at it with love, not a barbed wire fence or something. Something about like closing off or opening up. You're looking at me like you have no idea.
But I have someone, no clue who said that. Said who that was to it? Us.
I feel like it was Gabby or something.
Come at it with love and not a barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that when we were sitting there.
Yeah.
Got it.
But it just made me think of like, you know, I imagine, I mean, I know you've been hurt before. We've all been hurt before. So I feel like it's such a thing where, you know, going into, I feel like that's another question. How do you open yourself up to another relationship? And I think that it just always comes down to, you know, even in the situations where you're communicating with your partner or whatever it is, it's just leading with love. Like, how are you going to react? These thoughts that I have, remember, are they coming from love? And it can answer a lot of questions.
It's so true though. Like, you can come into all of these like little arguments and stuff like that. And like for me, like, because I was diving so deep into the mind, it like would always be super psychological and stuff like that. For the first like 2 or 3 months that me and you were dating, or like actually just even hanging out, I would tell you like, I'm sorry, I'm having like all of these things come up from like my past relationships and like past traumas and like past, like it's nothing against you, it's just I'm really insecure about like da 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 whatever. And that's okay. And that's like the first step of, for at least the way that I put it, is like the first step of understanding that you're not your thoughts is like by doing it the clinical psychology way of being like Westerner, being like, okay, well, this is because of this and this and this and this, and like analyzing it all, which is cool. But another step further was when we read that book and we were both like, okay, we're not these thoughts. So I don't even need to give them the fucking attention. I don't even need to understand them or analyze them or wonder what relationship this is from or why I'm hurt or all of that. I just need to let all of it go. I just need to not worry about it and not care about it and not dive into it more and just come back to this moment and come back to like what's going on right this second, or like just let all of it go and come back to like the nature of yourself, which is love, which is joy, which is peace and all that. And if you do commit yourself to that practice every single time when you are going through a breakdown or you are going through some stuff, whatever, like you'll come back to that place. You'll come back to that love. And if you don't, and if it's like, if it's becomes tough, then that's where that communication comes in to be like, just super open. Hey, I'm having a really tough time letting this go.
Totally.
Hey, like I'm really trying to let these emotions go, but I have a lot of fear with like what you're doing. Yeah. Or like I have like a lot of like anxiety about like you meeting that person, like anything, just like communication like that. And that's where the relationship is like, that communication part comes in and is like, that's the thing that kind of holds it together.
Yeah, for sure. For some reason, when you say it out loud and you let someone like hear what you're thinking, it feels good.
It's almost like a release of it.
Totally.
But it is also not diving into it more. Like it's like when I, because like, and I'll say it, I'm way, way, way worse with this shit than you are. Like way worse with like the diving in stuff and like the analyzing stuff, because I've always been like super into mind and psychology and this is what, so this doctor would have told me this and this is what's going on with me and all of that.
Yeah.
And whereas like you have the practice of letting it go, but like you don't have like all the other layers of like understanding it from psychologists and stuff like that. So you just, if it comes in, you just let it go.
Yeah.
Whereas like for me, it's a lot harder. So I have no problem saying that like having you be someone that just when I do kind of like tell you what's going on. It turned off.
So you should go check it out.
The fucking camera turned off. Fuck. I'm just going to finish that, what I was saying, though.
Okay.
Having you be, like, someone that, like, when I do talk to, come and tell you, like, what's going on with my thoughts or with my mind or, like, with the stuff that I'm feeling, you're not someone that, like, analyzes it. You're not someone that goes, like, well, it's probably because of this and because of this and because of this and maybe you need to do this and this and this. You're just, like, it's okay. Yeah. I love you. I'm here. It's okay. Just let it pass. And that's it, which is huge.
I think it all comes in a big circle of that leads with trust. I don't think you would say it out loud to me if you didn't trust me and I didn't trust you. So you saying that to me, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Very true.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and turn this camera on.
I'll alert the camera. Second.
So can you just sing for like 30 seconds?
Stop. You got to talk. Keep the people entertained.
All right, we're back. The camera stopped recording, but we tried to get it again. I don't know if it's going to work, but did you sing? Did she sing?
I like put a little tune in there, but
nice. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I mean, a lot. Maybe you should just see the next question.
That's all I got. Oh. Those are the only questions. I think we got three questions. I'm not kidding. You tell me the questions you got. You probably got like 40.
No, but mine are all health ones. Like, I don't even know if we want to go into that right now. This relationship, love talk. It's kind of dope.
Do you love me? Is this love? What is love? What are some of the questions that you get asked by your friends? Because I feel like I don't get any from like any of my friends, because I feel like guys are just pretty closed off with that kind of shit.
Really?
Yeah, like not like, I mean, guys will ask like, how are you doing, what's going on, but nobody asks like, dude, what do you think about like, what do you think about this? The one thing that I did get asked from what's his name a long time ago, at that one like birthday that we went to in Malibu, was like, how do you guys do long distance? It was like, how did it work? Like, how hard was it?
Yeah.
And again, I think like we touched on it a little bit, but it wasn't very hard for us. At times it was challenging.
I mean, it was...
it wasn't hard though.
It wasn't hard, but I definitely like missed you.
Yeah.
You were not, you know, around for a lot of things. I mean, I legit was a blonde and you didn't even know it.
Yeah. I literally never even saw you blonde.
You never met
but
me.
But I mean,
blonde.
I saw you on FaceTime every single day, but never in person. But I don't think, but I think like when you think of like something being hard is you think of it being like
we shouldn't do it.
Yeah. Or yeah. Like miserable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was never miserable for us. It was like hard work because you have to like put time into each other's day and like FaceTime and stuff like that and schedule that kind of stuff out. But it was never like, fuck, this is so hard. Like, I don't know if we can do it. Like, yeah. You know, it was never like, we never second guessed it or anything. It was more just like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. We're doing it. Like, how are you doing over there? Like, it was great.
Yeah.
It was, and, but I think,
it took a lot of effort though.
It totally takes a lot of effort. It's hard work.
Yeah.
But for us, it was never like a struggle.
No.
It wasn't a struggle at all.
No.
But I think like the biggest thing was communication. I think it was definitely like.
For sure.
Like, hey, I need you to talk to me. Hey, we need to talk at this time today because I can't talk later, or like FaceTiming while one of us is asleep.
Yeah.
Because my schedule was, while I was in Europe, it was like, I would be awake. I would wake up. You would be asleep. I would go to the rink. I would come back for lunch and stuff like that. You would wake up.
Mm-hmm. Like around like what, 3 p.m. is your time?
My time would be probably like 4.
4, yeah.
You would wake up.
Yeah.
Then you would do your morning routine and go work out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You would get back from working out and I would be getting ready for bed. Yeah. And then I would lay down to go to sleep. You would do your entire day.
Yeah.
And then I would wake up. If I woke up early, you would be getting ready for bed.
So true.
And then, so like we would literally sleep one of us, I mean, mainly me, usually I would sleep as on FaceTime as she would just do her day.
Totally. Well,
if you were working from home, if you were like doing stuff during the day, you could.
I would go to the grocery store and you'd just be sleeping on the phone.
But seriously, it goes a long way because you actually feel like you're the person's there.
Yeah.
It almost felt like you're like watching over the other person while they're like sleeping. It's nice.
Yeah. I agree.
And then if you're doing like long distance, like make sure that you plan like a date, like plan like a, okay, I'm going to come in, even if it's like 5 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever, I'm going to be out there in 6 weeks so that like you can keep looking forward to it rather than like not having a date at all that you're going to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think for us, like we had multiple dates that we were looking forward to. And like, honestly, it probably made it easier for us because like we would be like, I'm going to see you in 3 weeks. And mm-hmm. then like 3 weeks would go by and it'd be like, fuck, I can't see you for another 2 weeks. I got to stay here longer.
Yeah.
I'll see you in 2 weeks though. And then we would get to 2 weeks and it'd be another 10 days. But like having that like goal to like, or not goal, but like that date that you were going to be able to see them again definitely helps. Rather than just being like, well, I don't know. I'm going to see you at some point.
Right.
I think that that helped too.
No, I agree. I'm trying to think of like what my friends ask. I mean, I think that they just ask, you know, how do you honestly have a good guy or a good relationship?
Do you?
Do I?
I think one of the things that actually one of the things that I don't get asked, but that I get like put on me is that like now that all of a sudden I have this girlfriend and that I live with this girlfriend, like I'm all of a sudden like some bitch that doesn't go out and doesn't have fun and like is just like this old man that is like boring and is just like doesn't do anything. And I can honestly say that with you we do more stuff and like have more fun and like are not like as wild with like partying but just like doing more shit than I did ever. We're very active. We're very like, we don't let each other like fall into that like, hey, let's just like do nothing and like just, you know, work and then like go to bed, you know, like just hate, you know, not enjoy like life. Like we're like, yo, let's do all of our stuff and let's like create and like build and build like work and stuff like that. But like, let's fucking have fun. Like so we're super spontaneous to where we're like, we're sitting around and we're done with stuff. And then it's like, you want to just go out and get drunk or you want to just go out and like, do you want to just go? We've done that multiple times.
No, we have. That was just funny. That's your first one.
Well, it's like you want to go out or even go get a go see a movie or you want to just like go do something. Like we don't, we still do a lot.
Totally.
We're still very like active, like doing shit because I do see other friends of mine or not friends of mine, but other people, even some friends of mine that like get into like that boyfriend, girlfriend mode and then like stop hanging out with friends and like stop going out and like stop being fun and like lose that like kind of youth.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like me and you are just like big, like we're just like kids.
Yeah.
Like, we just kind of live like kids do, like just like young and having fun and like obviously getting shit done. Like what is the word?
Driven?
Very driven. That's a good word for it. We're very, very driven with like the stuff that we want to do. So like we put in work during the day, but we also know how to have fun and we also like joke around and like have fun with each other and like make sure that we're still keeping in touch with our friends and like hanging out with our friends and stuff like that, so you don't lose that group kind of feeling of like, well, you have your partner but like you need a group of friends because like you don't want to just have your boyfriend or girlfriend and then lose all of your friends, because no matter what, like as amazing as your boyfriend or girlfriend is going to be, they're not going to be the person that you go to for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want them to be. Like you want them to be the person that you go to for a lot of things. But if they are the person that you're going to for everything, it's going to put too much strain on it. It's too much stress on the relationship. So you want to be able to have friends that you can go to. And even if it's like gossip or like just like do other shit with, that's like different and like gives you like another avenue of like that happiness in your life and like keeps you in touch with like that group of friends that you grew up with or like anything like that. It's important to do that. At least I feel like that is for everybody.
Completely. Yeah, no, I completely agree. I just thought of like a question that that I would ask is, I feel like a lot of questions that I get from maybe the girls that, you know, like through Instagram is like younger girls and them just being like, should I leave my boyfriend? Like, but I feel like I like him so much, or whatever, but he's mean to me or whatever. And I feel like now that I've reached a relationship that I feel my full potential and yours, and we just do so well together. What would you tell, I guess, maybe a guy version that feels like he's settling or feels like, you know, you can, is there better out there, I guess, for like that person?
You mean like if, are you asking me like what I would tell a guy if he asked me like, hey, should I break up with my girlfriend?
Yeah.
I would say definitely different on, depends on every situation. But like, I think a lot of it goes back to like what we were saying about thoughts. Like a lot of those things that people turn into huge, huge deals weren't a huge deal at all. It's just your mind kind of like plays tricks on you and kind of like makes it into some huge thing. And if you would have just let it go, and a lot of it is just goes down to the ego, goes down to, especially as a guy, you go down, it goes down to like, she thinks that she can do this and like, I'm the fucking man. And like, she's not allowed to do that. And like, because she did, it pisses you off. It pisses the guy off. And all of a sudden he has these thoughts of, maybe I should just break up with her.
Totally.
Maybe I should just fucking bounce and just do my own thing. I'm better on my own. I can do more on my own, all that kind of stuff. And it's like, dude, you didn't need to go down that path at all. You didn't need to like make a big deal of it at all. If you would have just noticed that it was just this fucking like pride that you have, like this like ego that you have of like just needing to be the man or be number one or be like whatever it is, you wouldn't even be in the situation that you're in. And I think that's another thing that that we really try to is like, we both hold ourselves on the same like platform, pedestal, whatever way you want to put it. Whereas like there is like masculine and feminine aspects to our house. Like Sam is way more like feminine and lovey-dovey, obviously, and I'm more way of more of like an animal, like
an animal
guy, masculine, you know, more intense. But like whereas where it comes to like egotistical stuff, like I don't hold myself above her at all, and she doesn't hold herself above me at all. Like we're fucking equal.
Totally.
You know, and it makes it be way more of like a co-creating experience, like where we're both doing this together, rather than, yeah, she's my girlfriend and like, but I'm doing all this shit and she's just there to help me. And, you know, which is like the typical like manly, like, you know, girls aren't as good as me.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that that's what a lot of guys probably go through, where they're, especially if they have like a career, if you have like a career that you're like doing, you're currently in, and the girl like threatens that, or like having a relationship threatens that, that's when your ego comes super heavy in. And it's like, dude, you got to pick like the career of the girl. This girl's like, you know, like she's going to make you fucking like sacrifice. Like you can't be putting in time with your girlfriend. Like you need to work or all of that. And just shut up, man. Like just... stop. It's just the ego. Like, just relax. If you have that practice of noticing it, like, everything becomes easier, because you realize that relationships are really not that hard. If you stop using them to pawn things off on the other person, and you just, like, let the other person be the other person and enjoy them for who they are.
Right.
Then it, like, becomes a simple, fluid thing that you're like, this is amazing that I get to be here with this person. I don't own her. Mm-hmm. Like, same with girls to guys. I'm not possessive. Like, I don't own her, but like, I'm blessed that like I am, have the ability that she is choosing me every single day to stay with me, you know, to like be in this with me.
Yeah, you know? I agree. I think something too that I would want everyone to know is, it's a growing experience, and we grew into this and we're still growing. Like, we didn't just like meet each other and we're like, we got it. Like, we know what we're doing. Totally. We definitely have like put in the work to see that we are equal, to see that, you know, I support you, you support me, you can communicate these thoughts with me. It took time, and we now know what it's like, but it wasn't always like that.
But I think, I agree with you that it's like, it is work. Like, it is a relationship is hard work.
Just but not like hard work. I mean, it is hard work, but not in a way where you're like, ugh.
No. Yeah, not struggle. It's not like a struggle or like really like a grind.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a, but it is work. Like, we do work. like we work really hard individually and together on like dealing with our own pain, like mm-hmm. dealing with like our own insecurities and drawbacks and like problems and stuff like that. And we're very, very, very open about like that shit with each other.
Yeah.
Wait, what was it that you were just saying that I was going to touch on?
I was saying that we grew into this.
Oh, yeah. I think we did have like the beginning, in the beginning, like we knew our heart was in it. Like for we could feel something like right away that was just different. Like mm-hmm. it just felt natural and mm-hmm. Like maybe people could go through that relationship, that feeling like multiple times in their life, or maybe they only have it once or something like that. But for some reason, like it was the first time that both of us felt like it was just like something that was just easy and it just flowed. And as hard as like there was times where like I was really going through shit and like having thoughts of like, you know, I need to run and stuff like that. And same with Samantha, went through times where like she was having thoughts of like, I need to fucking leave, that kind of stuff. Like as hard as that kind of stuff was, like we just kept coming back to, when we did let go of those thoughts, we just kept coming back to like our heart mm-hmm. or love or like your natural self, and knowing like this is what we wanted, and this is it, and this is something that we're willing to work through. And like if it's not, then eventually you get to the point where you're like, I'm not willing to work through this, and my ego wants me to pull me in this situation or pull me out of this situation, and you fucking run.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
But I don't think that it was ever like a question.
No. And when I mean grow into, it wasn't growing into each other's love. It was growing into knowing kind of how to do a relationship that works, if that makes sense. Like the communication, the sharing each other's thoughts and being okay. Like, I don't think we started that way and we're like, hey, I'm feeling this way. Yeah. You know, I think that's what I mean, is we grew into it and really like, you know, became together.
Yeah. Well, I think we've both grown a lot over the whole time of us being together. Like,
for sure.
And I think that you're a huge catalyst for me to grow. Definitely bigger than anything else, like forced me to grow, and then also like allowed me to grow,
mm-hmm.
To be able to adapt and like have the relationship that we do. Because if you are a normal dude and you are in competitive sports, or you are in a competitive line of work, and you fall into a relationship that is like that you are deeply in love, it's going to show you parts of yourself that are much deeper than anything else has showed mm-hmm. you. And if you aren't willing to go to those parts and deal with those parts of you, like the depths of yourself, that is when you end up running.
Yeah.
You know? And so yeah. I think like for us, we both were like, fuck it. Like, let's do it. Let's just be open about it. And let's just like work with it together. We're both like so blessed that we both have the chance to like work on ourselves while being in a relationship. It's not something that we have needed to do on our own. Whereas yeah. some people that are like the runner and chaser scenario, some people run because they feel like they need to do it on their own. We're really lucky that we are able to live in the same place and literally be like, look, I'm fucking dealing with this shit right now. Like, totally. I need help on this one. Or like, hey, yeah. I need to do this, you know?
Because that's the thing, is I think when it comes down to it, we're all dealing with the same shit. So to be able to have a conversation with someone and them not look at you crazy, and then remember that they've probably been through it too.
Totally. I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
Where should we go? What should we do?
Who should we be?
What are some other things that we get asked? Or I mean, you get asked a ton of like fitness, like nutrition and stuff yeah. like that, and I feel like we could probably talk about that for like an hour.
We could go on. Yeah.
It
matters where you want to go. We could still go into this whole love and relationship, ego, all of it for a while, or we could step into a whole other world. What do you think your people want to hear from me and from you?
Well, what are some of the things that the girls were asking you?
They were just asking me, let's see.
Because I think that we could talk about like, with stuff that you're doing now, stuff that I'm doing now, like the fitness kind of stuff. But I honestly think that could be like a whole nother, we could talk about that for a whole nother hour. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's something that we do on another one.
Okay. So do you want to, what do you want to do?
Is there nothing, no other parts of our, what we've been going through, what we've done that we should share?
Of our relationship?
Yeah.
I mean, we could step all over it.
It's hard without like writing it all down. Like, we want to talk about this and this and this and this and this.
Well, also, I don't think we asked questions being like people ask about our relationship. I think we said individually more.
I had one person send me a question. That was it.
I love that. I love that so much.
Oh, we're just some fucking kids.
Just some fucking kids. But you gotta be. You gotta be a kid.
I definitely recommend for anybody that is like, should I get a girlfriend? Should I not? I recommend instead of running when you get the first snap of like your mind telling you that it's not worth it and the girl's being a bitch or this girl sucks or, and then you're like, fuck it, I'm out of here. This fucking girl, like I'm better than this. Just chill. Just let yourself feel loved.
Yeah.
Let yourself feel like, just allow yourself to open up to it and be like,
how did that work? How did that happen for you though? How did you finally let go and say, I'm not going to run?
I think it was, for me, it was like all of the panic attacks. Like, I think it was like, I was playing hockey in like a very, very masculine, very like intense sport, fighting, hitting, all of that stuff. But then when I would leave the rink, I would be like, something about it. I don't feel like I really want to fight anymore. I don't feel like I really want to like compete with guys like on this, to this intensity anymore. And I don't want to like argue or like talk shit to people. Like, I just felt like there was like some part of me that wanted to do something different. And that was at the same time that me and you were just starting to like actually date, like where we both had like been like, let's be boyfriend and girlfriend. And so I was on like that whole path by myself, like doing like all of the stuff, like just looking through Tumblr quotes and Instagram quotes and stuff like that of spirituality and like reading books on love and like reading books on like, self-love, because that was the first thing that I felt was like, I don't like doing all this competing stuff. But I also feel like I really do love this feeling of like, community and like togetherness and stuff like that. And so I would be at the rink and I would be with all of the guys that are like, that would be like really intense and stuff. And then I would leave and I would be with you. And it would be like, whenever like I'm with you, I would feel like this, I would just feel like a different person. Like I would feel like a kid. Like I would feel like overjoyed and just like easygoing and just like, I didn't really care about like competing and stuff like that. And it wasn't just with you though. It wasn't just like when I was with you, it was when like, it was like, I would be with you, but it would be the way that I interacted with the rest of the world. Mm. Not like just like how the way that I talked to you. It'd be like, when I was with you, I would feel, or when I was like together with you, I would feel like I just was more of like of service to the rest of the world. Like I just wanted to help people and be friends with people and like get along with people. And I was like, all of the way that I used to play hockey is like, fuck that guy, talk shit to that person, like I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna beat you up, all that kind of stuff. It was like unneeded. It was like I didn't need that anymore. And so more and more I started feeling though that way with when I was with you, like that loving kind of way. And then I went to France and I was like by myself. And then like, I was like, those were like when I was having the thoughts of like, am I supposed to run? Am I supposed to stay? Whatever. And then like, I would go to the rink and I would be like, I don't think that this is what I want. And I would come home and I would like have this like weird, like I would have like this meditation. Like I would like meditate or I would just sit and think about stuff. And when I was thinking about stuff, I would just have like this panic, like all over my body. I would just completely panic and like have like an anxiety attack and then like have a breakdown and I would just start crying. And literally when I started crying, I would just everything would like purge and I would like feel that feeling of like being with you, which was what I came to find was just like the feeling of love, of loving myself, of like loving everything, and like the natural feeling of who, what you are as a kid, which is joy.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, fuck, okay, like that is what I want. Like Samantha is who I want to be with, and like this is what I want to do. Like it didn't take me away from wanting to play hockey. Like I still want to play hockey. It was just like the way that I view it and the way that I like view the world is different now. Like I just, it almost allowed me, like the times that I had with you in the beginning allowed me to feel love, like actual self-love, for the first time, by the way that like you were showing me love, you know, by the way that I was like feeling love from you was like something that I'd never experienced before. So it was like very new to me, especially being in a sport like hockey and being really intense. You're supposed to be closed off. And so it just switched everything up. And then, yeah, like those breakdowns I would have, and then I would open up and be like, fuck, like I just want to fucking love. And so then it was like, well, if I just want to love, then should I run from Samantha, which is a perfect example of love, or should I fucking just allow myself to go through this pain and go through this shit to like be able to love? And yeah, it's turned out pretty decent. Pretty decent.
Pretty good. Yeah. No, I think that's awesome. I think that it just shows so much of like, you know, we, if our mind did take over, we could not be here. You could not be in a lot of places, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
It blows my mind every time I think about it, because it's like, how many times in my life did I run from something or change something up or switch something or act on something because of something that my mind said?
Yeah.
Something, some thought came in, some feeling came in, some like, what is the thing that, what is the word I'm thinking, where some impulse
totally
came in? I need to do this.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm out. I need to do this. And you act on it. And when you act on it, then you go and your whole life changes.
Yeah. I used to do a crazy thing. Maybe this is embarrassing to share, but I used to be like, if that tree blows like in the wind, that means that I need to break up with someone. Or if that person walks across the street, That means I need to tell my dad.
You would look at a tree.
Yes.
And on a windy day.
Yes.
And if the tree were to blow,
you
were going to break up with someone?
100%.
Did you ever break up with someone because of it?
Don't ask.
Seriously? What?
It was like let up emotion. So obviously these thoughts were attacking me already and I was diving into them.
Yeah.
And so the more I dove into them, it would come in where I'd be like, okay, yeah, if this person says if I get a text message from blah, blah, blah right now, that is my confirmation that these thoughts are real, and I would listen to it.
Wow.
Pretty embarrassing, but I've moved past that. But it just shows how many things I missed out on because I listened to the tree blowing because I thought that was like a sign from God or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is, that's a hilarious story, by the way, but it is so true though. Like, I was saying, like, blows my mind when you think about it. Like, how many times have whole courses of life changed because you listened to a negative thing?
For sure.
And you can have like impulses that are good, and you can have like thoughts that come in that are like heaven sent, or like that are like from your heart that are good. And it's not like you're supposed to not listen to any thoughts ever, but it's just like you have these negative thoughts come in and you don't like them, and you put more energy in them. You just don't like the way that you feel, so you just act on it. I need to get out. I need to do this. Yeah. I need to punch him in the face.
And then the ego takes over and it's downhill.
And then it's downhill. or it's like a whole different path. And then because you go down that road, like say it is like break up with them and then you'll be happy. You go down that road, say you do break up with the person, and then a week later you get a promotion. And all of a sudden your mind's like, I told you, you needed to break up with her.
Yeah.
No. It's not right.
That ain't no intuition.
That is not the way that is just your mind, the same mind that is like sabotaging you and ruining everything. Then something in life just happening to align with what is going on in your head, and all of a sudden your mind is taking credit for it. This is what I did. I told you. And now all of a sudden you're addicted even more. Oh, I need to listen to my mind more. I need to just act on everything. Let me quit my job.
Yeah.
Let me quit my job. Let me call my brother and tell him I hate him. Let me call my X back. Let me put like all of this shit. Just stop listening. Stop listening to your mind and just interact with life in the moment. Be there in the moment and watch how your life unfolds and you enjoy it.
Yeah. And ask yourself if it's leading with love, because then it'll make a lot of more sense.
Yeah, it will. Follow your heart.
Yeah.
That's very cheesy.
Very cheesy. But it's true.
What was the thing that Jackson was saying when we were up there? He was like, dude, all of those like sayings that you see like in Target and stuff like that are like cheesy, like loving ones.
Home is where the heart is.
It's so crazy how like true a lot of them are. Yeah. What was the one he was saying? Live, laugh, love. Just like
my old email.
Honestly though, it's like so many of those like old sayings that are like, you go like, oh, so fucking cheesy. Like, really, live, laugh, love. It's like literally live, laugh, and love. Like, that's it. That's a great one.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, but we are just like, we are really are just like kids, and you know, we get a lot of messages from people about like, how do you do this, how do you do that, about like the mind and that kind of stuff. But really, like, at the end of the day, if you are living as a kid and you are happy and you are joyful and you are like living through love, like, you're doing it. You don't even need to know all of the shit that I've spent fucking hours sitting here reading through. You don't even need to know any of the practices. You just,
I think I can say I'm the proof of that, of you've sat and done hours, and you probably could have a conversation about it way longer, but I don't think it, you know, makes me feel like I don't feel it, because I 1000% feel it.
100%. Yeah, I completely agree. Just enjoy your life.
Just be a kid.
Just be a fucking kid.
I'm telling you right now.
Dude, seriously though, it's so true. And we're so taught not to.
Yeah.
You need to grow up.
Yeah.
Get a job. Work hard. It's a grind out there. The real life sucks. The real life is intense. And like, it's like, it's fucking, people are going to beat you down. And you got to just stick up for yourself and like never get fucking... You know, you're going to get beat down on one knee and you got to stand back up and fight back. Dude, shut up. Stop taking yourself so seriously. Relax. Yeah. Have fun. Enjoy it. Like, we work really, really hard, but like, we enjoy all of it. We have fun with all of it. Like, we laugh at it all, and we're not attached to any of it. Mm-mm. Like, we're like, yes, this is what we want to do. But on the other end, if it gets taken from us, like, we don't care.
Yeah.
We're not going to like hold on to it and stuff. Which is the way that I was with hockey, which is the way that like most people are with work and stuff like that. If for some reason this doesn't go well, like, this is my everything. And like, right. just be here. Just let it go. Just, you'll come back to something that's better than anything you've ever known.
Wow.
Right?
Couldn't have said it better. Peace sign out.
Peace.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I think that's all for tonight. Do you have more that you want to say? I feel like you're about to say something like really deep. Just give us like a give me some what you were going to say that's like really, really, really
stop
intense.
It right now. I really don't have anything deep. I just want people to know their worth, and to just be good with knowing their worth and not needing it from others. I'm going to end on that.
That's great.
Yeah.
It is true. It's so true.
I think that's something we still all go through.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
You are created in God's image.
Yeah.
But
that does not mean that you are more worthy than the other person. When I tell someone they're worthy. Yeah.
Not at all. You're worthy, but what are you worthy of? You're worthy of love.
Yeah.
You're worthy of joy. You're not worthy of looking down on people. You're worthy of enjoying your life and of being able to create your own life, which is what...
That's cool too. You get to create your own life.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's something that me and you are trying to do right now.
Totally.
Oh, the camera's off again. Any final words, Samantha?
I gave my final word.
That was it?
Was that not good enough for you?
That was great. We're just pissed about this camera that doesn't work. Yeah. We're going to have to just figure that out and then for the next one. But... can you just tell the people where to find you?
Yeah. You guys can find me on Instagram at Sammy Clark, SamiClarke. YouTube will be out. It's August by next week. So like the 20th or something, but, yeah, check me out.
Awesome. If anybody has any questions for Sam, message her. If anybody has any questions for me, message me, or you guys can message her about questions about us or me the same. We'll probably do this multiple times since it was pretty simple.
Totally.
If we can figure out the camera. But we want everyone to know that we fucking love you guys. We love all of you. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's listening. And like Sam said, you are worthy. And we hope that you guys end up finding someone, if you haven't already, find someone that you can do life with and grow with and not be dependent on, but grow independently next to and enjoy life with, because it's a beautiful experience.
Totally
agree. And we're out.
Out.
Good night. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I love y'all. Seriously appreciate it so much, you guys listening to this. If you're listening to this on Anchor, you guys can send me a message. If you're listening to this on Spotify, it's on Spotify now, so check it out there. Also on iTunes, if you're listening to it on iTunes, please, please leave me a review. I appreciate it very much. And if you have any questions about anything that we talked about, any of the guests that were on, or if anything that we said sparked your interest, please feel free to send me a message on Instagram at JT Barnett, or message any of the guests. Their username or their link is going to be always posted in the bio of this episode. Again, love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you guys check it out again. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.